Right now it's time for our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick Haro, our good buddy, the sports professor, could not join us this week. He is actually in South America. Talk about an excuse.
Scary.
He is in South America with Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, so he gets a pass this week.
He gets a rare pass. I said it, though, Russ. He took a couple weeks ago, took a week off. Now, a couple weeks later, after not missing a show in like 4 years, I think it's just getting easier for him to say no to us.
Well, it's okay, because we still have an attorney on board. Now, of course, Pat, you are an attorney, but not a practicing
one. Correct.
But we do have Jeff Gonzalo, attorney from the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, joining us. Jeff, good morning to you. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes.
Morning, Russ, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
absolutely.
Jeff.
And we're hoping you can help us with this story. A couple weeks ago in Golf World magazine, a story discussing President Barack Obama's $3.5 trillion budget plan. It includes a proposal to reduce the charitable tax deduction for wealthy Americans. And this is really hitting home for the PGA Tour. PGA Tour raised $124 million for charity in 2008. And they are trying to ascertain what this means for their organization, because, as we know, every PGA Tour is designated a 501c6 nonprofit organization, and the tournaments are owned by 501c3 entities. First of all, Jeff, just a simple question. Why is Obama doing this?
Well, I think the simple answer is to raise revenue. I think the projections that I've looked at say that some of his suggestions might raise as much as $318 billion over 10 years.
Jeff, you know, obviously, I would think that the issue with this is, you know, sort of putting a damper on companies wanting to give to charities. Is that going to be the ultimate effect of this, or have they figured some way that charities are still going to be able to benefit from these relations with golf sponsorships or whatever? Or is it going to have a kind of a freezing effect on the ability of people to give to charity?
Well, I think the concern is that it's going to have a freezing effect on the wealthier Americans. The reduction or in the deduction really affects those under the proposal that if you're an individual, you make more than $200,000 a year. If you're a couple, you make more than $250,000 a year. So that's where the concern is. Is it going to affect those wealthier Americans?
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And we are entrenched in our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And joining us on the line is a lawyer, attorney Jeff Gonzalo from McDonald Hopkins. And Jeff, so it sounds like Obama trying to increase taxes, and this is going to bring in, as you said, an estimated $300 billion in increased taxes, because wealthy Americans will not be allowed to deduct as much on their income taxes. Now, how could this affect an organization like the PGA Tour specifically? Because, as we mentioned, they raised $124 million for charity last year, and every one of their 47 PGA Tour events are a designated 501c3 entity.
I'm not sure that it affects the tour that much. And in fact, I think it probably makes the contributions that they make to charity even more beneficial. Because as the money funnels in through their 501c3s and it goes out to organizations in the various communities, if those communities are not getting the same charitable contributions that they were getting from individuals, makes the tour's contributions even more beneficial, I think.
Maybe we can break this down as simple as possible for an idiot like me, Jeff. Say my wife and I make over $250,000. We want to give some ex-charity $10,000. What are we allowed to deduct out of that $10,000 right now? What would we be allowed to deduct out of it under this plan?
Good question. And simplistically, I think if you assume that the rates on a going forward basis may be as high as 35%. Your $10,000 deduction actually costs you $6,500. So when you factor in the fact that you get the deduction. Under the Obama plan, you'd be limited to a 28% deduction, so you'd only get a $2,800 deduction, so that contribution is really costing you $7,200, if my math is correct. So you're paying more money to the government. And the charity is getting less of a benefit.
Wow.
Now, Jeff, that's the model for private citizens. How about in regards to companies and organizations? Would it be the same situation for them when we're talking about charitable dollars?
I think you're going to be talking about different dollars there. So it's not going to be quite the same under the corporate deductions. And frankly, I'm not sure exactly. I haven't worked through that process to see what effect it would have on the actual corporate contribution.
Jeff Gonzalez has been our guest. He's an attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, Russ Evans, and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It's our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Just to reset the story, President Barack Obama's $3.5 trillion budget plan includes a proposal to reduce the charitable tax deduction for wealthy Americans. Officials that are at the PGA Tour, they raised over $124 million for charity last year, are going to be, you know, obviously interested in what this could mean for their organization, as the PGA Tour is a designated 501c6 nonprofit organization, and all of their tournaments are designated 501c3 entities, and this perhaps could increase taxes by an estimated $300 billion next year. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Obviously, it's kind of a subject that is a little bit tough to deal with as far as a lot of specifics, but we thank you for helping to perhaps simplify it a little bit this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, appreciate it. There he is, Jeff Gonzalo, attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, joining us during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And it sounds to me like it really is going to affect private citizens like you and I, Pat, more than charitable organizations and companies, because people will likely still, you know, if they still give the same amount of money charitable donation-wise, they won't be able to deduct as much of that off their taxes.
Well, the good news, I guess, is that it sounds like the corporations are not going to be hit as hard. So if our companies want to give money, maybe they're not going to be hit as hard, which is, you know, I would imagine a lot of people give through their company. So and hopefully it won't have that chilling effect on that. But, you know, just giving to your church or whatever is a lot of people do as individuals. I just think in these times with such tough economic times, and charities really bearing the brunt of the economic times, because people just naturally don't give a lot to you know, these, you know, sort of extraneous type things in tough times normally. So charities are really suffering as it is. To take away that deduction, to disincentivize people even further to give, even if it's just on an individual basis, is really kind of disheartening. I think that's one of those things. It does raise a lot of money and stuff like that, but the cost that you're going to incur with these charities going out of business or not being able to perform the services that they do, I think will outweigh the benefits that you're going to save that money in tax. I just think that should be the last thing that you should try to take any kind of tax deduction away from.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And once again, thanks much to Jeff Gonzalo, attorney from the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach.